Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another beautiful day to come boldly to the throne of grace and looking into the wonderful face of Jesus. We see your amazing love, Father God, and thank you. We receive the inspiration by the Holy Spirit to be and do what you want us to be and do. Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 6, verse 1 to 3 from the NCV translation. All who are slaves under a yoke should show full respect to their masters, so no one will speak against God's name and our teaching. The slaves, whose masters are believers, should not show their masters any less respect because they are believers. They should serve their masters even better, because they are helping believers they love. You must teach and preach these things.
Hallelujah. Here in the TPT, the Passion Translation, we can see, you know, where they speak about slaves, they speak about workers today. You're working for a boss. So workers are the slaves and the bosses are the masters. And we've got to know all the time. You could look at the last verse, verse 3, and that there, we're there to serve the Lord. That's what it's all about. And he's got to be number one. And when he is number one, he's helping you every day. When he's number one, then it's every day. It's a daily thing, because it's today is the day of salvation. So you stay in your salvation by coming boldly to the throne of grace every morning to receive grace and mercy for the time, the testings out there that you have in your work, in the affairs of men and in the world. You get tested and you need to get strength to overcome. But I want to hold on, just stick with the key there, serve. And we see it so beautifully in John 15, where the Greeks come to Jesus and his disciples, and they say, we want to see Jesus. And they say this to Philip, and Philip goes to Andrew, and then they go to Jesus. And then Jesus doesn't come and show himself there. Jesus says, now it's time for the Son of God to be glorified. And then he says what's needing to happen before he can enter into his glory again, that he left aside to become like us, to show us the way, and also prepare him for his ministry in eternity as the Son of the living God, as a shepherd of all of us, as the firstborn among many brethren. He says, unless the seed falls into the ground, it remains alone. And praise God, he has fallen into the ground. He died. Why? So I can bear much fruit. So he died to bear the much fruit. What is the much fruit? It's getting us to turn away from the world and turn to him and let him be our shepherd and let him help us on a daily basis, opening the eyes of our understanding by the Holy Spirit so that we can abide in the love of the Father and we can be the people God made us to be. And then it comes across so beautifully in the scriptures there. He says, he speaks again, that whole understanding, if you find your life in this world, you will lose it. But if you lose your life in this world by looking to Jesus, believing in Jesus, you will save it. And this is what is necessary. And so we mustn't be seduced by the media and seduced by the world. We look to Jesus. Amen. It's him we serve. And then when we're serving him, we are his disciples. And what do disciples do? They follow. They are obedient. And then Jesus says so beautifully, and then you will be where he is. We will be where he is, and he will be where we are, because we are staying in tune with his word, with his leadings, with his love by the Holy Spirit, who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God. And we've not received the spirits of this world, but the Spirit of God, so as to know what has freely been given. And so that's the whole thing, guys. It's about serving the Lord. We've come out of this world. We are in the kingdom, in the favor of the Father, in the love of Jesus, listening to his voice by the power of the Holy Spirit. So be blessed, because you are blessed and you represent the kingdom. You represent Jesus. So you serve him. And in serving him, you submit up to him. And then everything else comes to pass. His plan, his love for you comes to pass. And you are a true reflection of what a son of God is, in tune with the Father, in tune with the Son, in the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.